BBCLearningEnglish.com.
Hello, welcome to Weekender. I'm Jackie Dalton. Today we're going to talk about affluenza. That's a word you've probably not heard before, but don't worry, that's because it's only just been invented by a man called Oliver James. Oliver James is a psychologist, someone whose job involves the study of the mind and how it affects people's behaviour. He's invented the word affluenza to describe a problem that he says is affecting a lot of people and making them very unhappy. It's not a real word that you would find in the dictionary, but it's a mixture of two words. Affluenza is a mix of the word affluent, which means to have lots of money and expensive things, and the word influenza, which is a disease like a cold that people can catch from each other. So what is affluenza all about? What's causing this strange so-called disease that Oliver James says is spreading and making people miserable? Listen to him explain what he means.
It's placing a high value on money, possessions, appearances, physical and social, and fame. And people who put a higher value on those things in studies in 14 different nations have been found to be more likely to suffer from mental illnesses of all kinds.
Oliver James says affluenza is the result of people giving a lot of importance to things like money, fame and possessions. Possessions, the things you own. He also says it's because people place a high value on appearances, what you look like. The people who think these things are very important usually end up less happy than other people. Oliver has been looking at 14 different countries. He says that people living in English-speaking countries are likely to suffer from affluenza more than people in the rest of Europe. In fact, people living in English-speaking nations are twice as likely to suffer from mental illnesses. And he believes this is because they place more importance on affluence than the rest of Western Europe.
BBCLearningEnglish.com.
Oliver James says that people suffering from affluenza look for what he calls confected wants. The wants the businesses and advertisers want you to want, not things you actually need to be happy.
You're constantly searching confected wants, the wants that advertisers and big business want you to want, and you end up having rather than being.
Confected wants, an unusual term for what Oliver James says advertisers or big business make you feel you want, like a fast car, an expensive television, or softer skin. He says you end up having, not being, which won't make you happy. So what's the solution? Oliver says we should be following countries like Denmark. They have a good standard of living, but they aren't so concerned with making money, working long hours, and worrying about status, how important or powerful people appear. And the most important thing about these countries, they value childcare, looking after children. What does Oliver say is the one thing that he thinks would do the most to reduce affluenza and make people happier? Listen to find out.
If there was one single thing I would choose of all the many, it would be that we should pay the average annual wage to one or other parent to look after their children full-time or to share it. It would mean that we'd start valuing the things that really matter, which is looking after our children.
Did you get the answer? He says if there was one single thing which could change society for the better, it would be for parents to be paid an average salary to stay at home and look after the children. Now, a reminder of some of the language we've heard. Psychologist. Affluent. Influenza. Possessions. Appearances. Childcare. Status. To end, here's a chance to listen to all the clips we heard from Oliver James again.
It's placing a high value on money, possessions, appearances, physical and social, and fame. And people who put a higher value on those things in studies in 14 different nations have been found to be more likely to suffer from mental illnesses of all kinds. You're constantly searching confected wants, the wants that advertisers and big business want you to want, and you end up having rather than being. If there was one single thing I would choose of all the many, it would be that we should pay the average annual wage to one or other parent to look after their children full-time or to share it, it would mean that we'd start valuing the things that really matter, which is looking after our children.
BBC LearningEnglish.com.